Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, as you folks know, I'm very romantic about my baseball, and I would like to see the St. Louis Cardinals take a chance on Albert Pujols. I don't know what Kevin Wheeler is going to say about this. I kind of have an idea in my head, but let's ask him right now.
Hey, Eddie!
Let's talk a little business of baseball here.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball.
There's no crying in baseball!
Cardinals, Blues, and more with sports reporter Kevin Wheeler.
Kevin Wheeler, KMOX sports reporter at KevinWheeler94. Go follow him on Twitter. All right, Kevin, I'm going to give you a task now, and I don't know where you fall on the Albert Pujols sweepstakes, if there even are sweepstakes for Albert Pujols right now. I want you to give us the case for bringing Albert Pujols to St. Louis, and then we'll go into not bringing him to St. Louis. What do you think?
All right, so the first one, the argument in favor of him would be, it would be amazing. Like, every fan would love the idea of seeing him with the birds on the bat again. You probably find a little bit of extra excitement from, you know, his most hardcore fans from when he was here. Maybe you sell some jerseys, probably sell some more tickets. Certainly, it would be a moment, right? Like, if he stepped to the plate in that uniform, in the Cardinals uniform, especially later in the year, if you got bigger crowds, I mean, it's going to be one of those moments you don't forget, right? Like, That the upside is, the emotional side of it is a win, right? Every fan's going to be like, yes, this is going to be great. The baseball upside is a lot harder to find, and that's kind of where you go to the opposite side of the argument, is he hasn't been a good hitter for about 5 years. And, you know, I understand the draw. Like, there's two parts of me in this, right? There's the 10-year-old baseball fan that loves everything about the game, and that 10-year-old wants to see Albert Pujols in a Cardinals uniform. And then there's the other side of me that is kind of the grown-up person that's going to look at the numbers and think, but it's not gone well for a number of years, and he's in his 40s, and by the way, he's basically the same as Matt Carpenter, and everybody is mad at Matt Carpenter all the time.
So it's the truth.
I mean, like, I looked this up yesterday.
He hits from the right side, like, though, off the bench.
He does. But the problem is they need more left-handed presence. So, like, if you compare the two, 2019 through now, they have pretty much identical statistics, right? They're basically identical. The differences are that Albert plays only one position, and he bats right-handed. Carpenter bats left-handed, which is an area of need for the team, and he plays three positions. And it's just, I find it interesting that, not so much that people want Albert, I totally get that, but what I think is funny is kind of that dichotomy of, we love Albert, we know he's not good, but we'll take him, but we're going to scream every time Matt Carpenter gets an at-bat. We're going to be super upset every time he gets used. Like, man, they're the same player right now. And, you know, the big difference, again, is the versatility and which side of the plate they hit on.
The other difference might be the amount of money we're currently playing Matt Carpenter and the amount of money we're currently not paying Albert Pujols. I mean, what would it take to get him here? Is there a contending team? Is there a DH position for him out there? I've seen people suggest it'd be fun to watch him go to Colorado and get as many dingers as he possibly could in that stadium. I mean, what's the market for him?
Yeah, so the part that I didn't get to yet, and it's a part of this answer, right, is what does Albert want? because he's 33 home runs away from 700.
Yeah.
And I would think, just if I were a ball player, that would matter to me a lot, is getting to 700 home runs. Like, that's a number that is absolutely historic. And he already has historic numbers, but if I were that close, that would certainly be a priority for me, which means I'd need to get some regular at-bats. I can't be a bench player. And then we got the comments yesterday from the Angels, and in particular their manager, Joe Maddon, who said Albert doesn't want to be a bench player. So if he doesn't want to be a bench player, it's not really going to be a fit here. But I think that the way to make it happen is pretty easy. I mean, he's on waivers now, which means anybody, you know, starting with the worst teams in the game all the way up to the best teams and going in reverse order, could claim his contract. But nobody's going to do that because he's due $30 million this year. So if he clears waivers, which he will, that means the Angels have to pay him all that money no matter what. And if anybody picks him up, they'd only have to pay him the minimum. So in that regard, there's not much of a problem with picking him up, right? I mean, if it's the minimum, it's not going to be a money issue that decides it.
Let me ask you, too, about the exit out of St. Louis for Albert Pujols was not a clean one. I think it was pretty clean for the most part at the end with the fans. Obviously, the fans still love him. When he came back with Anaheim, he hits a home run. And
oh, yeah.
Standing ovation. And I was at that game, and it was, I mean, one of my favorite baseball moments, and he wasn't even playing for us. The fans love him. The fans would absolutely, especially in a year where you probably need maybe just a little extra enticement to get people to come back and sit in the stands and buy the tickets, they'd come pay to see him play. But as far as management went with his exit, it seemed as though it wasn't as friendly as maybe we would have liked it to have been.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, I think it's probably not as big of a thing now, you know, this many years later. But, yeah, at the time, he was unhappy with the amount of money that the Cardinals offered, and he was unhappy with the fact, and he's talked about this, I'm not guessing at this.
Right.
He was unhappy that he didn't feel like they were recruiting him, right? Like, he didn't feel like they were putting on the big sales pitch. And their response was, but you were already here, and you're a legend, and we loved you, and everybody, you know, like, why, we don't need to tell you when we already have shown you for 10, 11 years that, you know, you're our guy, right? So it was a little weird at that time. I would be surprised if much of that still lingers now.
Okay, that's good to know. What do you think? Do you have any likely scenarios, any predictions you think of how this will shake out?
Man, you know, so some of the online betting services have actually installed the Cardinals as the favorite, which, again, I understand why that is. I'm not sure from Albert's perspective that's the right fit if he doesn't want to be a bench player because he's not going to play over Paul Goldschmidt. So, you know, there really isn't a roster fit here if he wants regular playing time. But I'd say the White Sox have come up. Obviously, Tony La Russa is the manager there. And they've actually lost two everyday players for the rest of the season in the last, you know, 3 weeks or so. So there's a way that they could create some at-bats for him, but they've got a guy that's their DH right now that's been crushing the ball here in the early part of the year. So I'm not sure. And their first baseman was the MVP in the American League last year. So, again, I'm not sure there's everyday at-bats there. I've seen some people mention the Royals, and I don't know if that's for real. But consider, Mike Matheny is the manager of the Royals. Albert lived in Kansas City and went to high school in Kansas City. So there's a home element there. And they actually could create regular at-bats for him, the way they could maneuver their lineup so that he could play multiple times a week. So I'll be honest. I'm not sure that any team is going to be real quick to jump on him. It might take somebody else suffering an injury before they take the leap on a guy that's in his 40s and has been struggling for 5 years.
You might see some I-70 travelers, too, if he's playing in Kansas City, some St. Louis fans who find themselves going over there to see if he's actually, you know, hitting those home runs. They'll want to see history happen there as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I think everybody wants to have the moment, right, the one you're talking about. Like, you know, imagine that times five because he's back in a Cardinals uniform. I think every one of us wants that. The question is, how does the marriage work otherwise, right? I mean, you know, you like to go to the same places for dinner, but can you get along living together? I don't know. It's a good question.
Kevin Wheeler, Camo X Sports. I'm seeing a lot of people, you know, even on our live stream, coming up with creative solutions like, well, if no, everybody passes on him, maybe we could get him for one game and he could retire as a Cardinal. But, you know, the standings, they would seem to suggest that we have less of a chance of doing something creative with a guy when we're in first place. You know, I mean, the team, if the team's playing well, it would seem less likely that they'd want to do something that's kind of stunty just to, you know, put people in the seats or get people interested.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that it would be awesome to try it, but, you know, I also agree with the point that you're making here. Like, you're in first place right now, but it's not exactly, I mean, it's early May. It's not like you're in control of anything. I could see that being a thing. Let's say you get to September and maybe you're in a better spot, or who knows? I mean, look, if you had an injury or something, I mean, I don't want to say you would, there's no way you would ever do it. But right now you need to try to focus on winning games and, you know, having a bench with different skill sets, you know, some guys that can play other positions, some people who can run a little bit, is probably more important than having a guy out there because of what he was for this franchise 10 years ago.
Kevin, I wanted to ask you, you know, we're talking about a contending team right now. Of course, it is early May. I mean, let's talk a little bit about the Cardinals without the romantic idea of having Albert Pujols come back to St. Louis. Are we feeling good about where this team is kind of settling in a groove right now, or where are the issues that you see that we need to focus on, you know, trying to get better here?
I think the issues that they're having now are the same ones we expected. So I guess in that sense, nothing new has really kind of created an extra problem, and we were still trying to figure out how the offense is going to be more consistent and how they'll get more depth of production on the offensive side. But I looked at this the other day. I was talking, in fact, it might have been last night on Sports Open Line. If you had told me on opening day that you would be in first place on May 7th, that you'd be four games over 500, but that you would have Paul Goldschmidt well below his career numbers, Nolan Arenado a little bit below his career numbers, you would have missed Harrison Bader and Tyler O'Neill to pretty long stints on the injured list. If you had told me all of these things, I probably would have said, yeah, you're not going to be in first place. So, I mean, you're 18-14 even with that, so I'd say that there's probably a good bit of upside coming.
I want to ask you real quick before we go. You retweeted something, and I want to encourage people to follow you at KevinWheeler94, the Little League game breakout at Yankee Stadium. I got to say, we're in the thick of youth baseball right now. And is that Stanton who's running the bases, or who was that? That was, he took second, he took third, and he went all the way home because nobody was covering the bases. I'm just curious, as a youth coach yourself, somebody who's been around baseball your entire life and has committed to still being around and helping the youth learn the game, does that make you laugh when you see that at a professional in a professional game? Because I'm sure you've seen a few of those instances on your own as a coach.
I've definitely seen that, or something like that. At the major league level, it's funny when it's not your team.
Sure.
if it's your team, everybody's yelling and throwing things at the TV set, right? But
right.
You'll see that kind of thing a lot in younger levels because a lot of times younger players don't know where to go in weird circumstances, right? And in this case, I mean, I think what's so amazing about this, and it was Gleyber Torres, by the way, it was the Yankee shortstop that was running the bases. And if anybody didn't see it, it's amazing. The ball never left the infield, and he scored from first base. So the Astros had the shift on, right? So the third baseman was way over by second base. The shortstop was on the second base side. So there was nobody at third base. And once they couldn't get him out at second, he just like, hey, I can keep running because there's nobody there. And the catcher tried to get there but got there late, and he just kept running right past the catcher and went home because nobody was at home plate. And, you know, with the shift like that, it can cause problems, but those guys know what to do, and I'm guessing it was the catcher that just screwed up and wasn't where he needed to be when he needed to be there.
Yeah, it's a good lesson in heads-up baseball and taking advantage of those situations for sure. I laughed out loud watching that. I was glad that you retweeted it. Kevin, thanks for talking to us here. We always appreciate it. People in the comments on our live chat are always grateful that you're saying that they love listening to you as well. So thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. We'll see you guys soon.
We'll talk to you. by Kevin Wheeler at Kevin Wheeler 94 on Twitter. You can go check out his Twitter feed there, and you can see that video of the Yankees Astros game. The Astros were the ones on defense. It's really actually pretty funny. If you're watching us on the live stream right now, I'm actually playing the video here as well. So you can follow us at facebook.com/AnnieFryShow or the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We're going to take a quick break right now. Tony Colombo is going to join us in studio along with Gabe Pfeiffer here in just a minute. So stick around. The party's getting started here on a Friday on the Annie Fry Show. You're listening to us on 97.1 FM Talk, but you can also stream us at odyssey.com. Download that app on your phone and take us with you anywhere you go. And might as well, while you're online, go to 971talk.com/contest and join the baby pool. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.